stayed deeply connected to a local parish or congregation, while others are better described as exiles. We found, for instance, that 2 out of 5, 42%, 18 to 29-year-old Christians say they are very concerned about my generation leaving the church. A similar proportion, 41%, describe their desire for a more traditional faith rather than a hip version of Christianity. And 3 out of every 10, 30% young Christians say they are more excited about church than at any time in my life. I am encouraged by new expressions of worship and community, such as the Passion Worship Movement and Hillsong United, and the emphasis among some leaders to raise the theological and practical expectations of young people. Josh and Alex Harris, teenage twin brothers who wrote the book Do Hard Things, are an example of this countertrend, as is Pastor Kevin DeYoung, author of Just Do Something. These and other young leaders are responding to the failure to launch that often defines this generation. They realize that the pressure of increased expectations has paralyzed many of their peers and are doing all they can to help. Yet there are also important questions raised by our research about the quality and vigor of faith among 20-somethings who do not drop out. Overall, knowledge of Scripture, doctrine, and church history is poor among most Christians, not just young adult believers. But the cultural pressures faced uniquely by Mosaics make holding on to Christian faith a difficult undertaking. If their faith is shallow, how can it survive? Are their theological views and commitment to Christ deep enough? Will this be a generation to be reckoned with, or one that pushes their convictions to the sidelines? How much will cultural accommodation and acclimation define their faith? Will they capitulate to faith-killing cultural norms? The next generation is caught between two possible destinies, one moored by the power and depth of the Jesus-centered gospel, and one anchored to a cheap, Americanized version of the historic faith that will snap at the slightest puff of wind. Without a clear path to pursue the true gospel, millions of young Americans will look back on their 20-something years as a series of lost opportunities for Christ. Disciple-making in a new context. On the surface, this book is about dropouts, prodigals, nomads, and exiles. But on a deeper level, it is about new pressures facing the entire Christian community as we seek to pass on the faith. I want to examine, clarify, and help us consider our response to the intense pressures that are shaping our culture and the church. Whatever our age or spiritual state, we must all...